Okay, let me share the God and the Word of God here with you tonight. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would bring honor and glory to yourself tonight. And Lord, I just thank you for your presence with us. Lord, guide my words. And Lord, I pray that your Spirit would go forth and speak to hearts. Speak to my heart, Lord, tonight. We love you, Lord, and we need you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Tonight in 2 Timothy chapter 2. To set the context of this passage, Paul was in prison in Rome for the second time. First time he was in a house arrest. For the second time, he was in the jail, in the dungeon. And he knew that his ultimate sacrifice was going to come in his heart. He knew that pretty soon he would probably have to die. And so he was writing letter to Timothy. He wrote a letter to Timothy, the second letter of Timothy. And he loved Timothy. He walked with Timothy. He shared his ministry with Timothy. He taught him how to rightly divide the Word of God. And so in verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, he said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You know, Paul knew what ministry was. And it's not easy. A lot of people preach that once you're saved, you know, life is going to go on and there's no troubles and no problems. But that's not true. Life is not like that. We live in a sinful world. And we're still sinners. And we still need the grace of God in our lives to be able to walk. You know, we make mistakes. And without this grace, we cannot have the strength to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul was saying here, be strong in what? The grace that is found in Jesus Christ. He knew that if Timothy tried to do it within himself, he would fail. But with the grace of God, we can succeed in doing the will of God. And so he wanted Timothy to know this. That's where you find your strength, in the grace of God. It's not in our jobs. It's not in the money that we have. It's not in our homes. It's not in our spouse. It's not in our children. The strength that we have as Christians is found in the grace of God. Nowhere else. As I walk with these young men, they have nothing. They have nothing. I look at this beautiful church. And I walk with those men. And I watch God use those young men to share the gospel. And by the grace of God, the Spirit speaks to people's hearts. And we're under a mango tree. They don't have anything. But yet they're willing to go. And they're willing to do what God has called them to do. And God is providing for them. And God is walking with them. And so, and then Paul says to Timothy, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." You know, that's how it's been brought down through history. Men and women teaching others about what God has done in their lives. And then it's taken from Paul. It's taken from Timothy. And then it comes all the way up to us. Now we have this gospel. Now we have the truth. There's no other truth. There's no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way that will bring hope to this world. What a blessing we have. I wish you could walk with me. We have teams come down. I invite this church to come down and walk with us and watch these young men work. And when these Bible studies get started and all of a sudden we teach the Bible chronologically, and they, bit by bit, we don't preach against other religions. We teach what the Bible says. And when they see everything connected, and then all of a sudden, Jesus Christ is there on the cross. And he has the two robbers on each side. And you ask them. And then you see this robber receive Jesus. And he said, "I'll be with you in paradise today." You know, they a lot of the Catholicism teaches that you have to work your way to heaven. And then when they see that taught, and they realize it's only Jesus for salvation, the light goes on, you see it. And then when they start getting saved, those young men get so excited, "Come on, let's go get something else going." Huh? It's exciting. And so, let me just talk about this grace. In Hebrews, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. I've got one more minute. Hebrews chapter 4. I'll start with verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." We have a Savior that knows what we're going through. He knows. I mean, his Father had to turn his back on him when the sins were poured into his body. He wore the crown. He was beaten for us. So he knows the pain and the anguish. His friends left him, turned their backs on him. whatever, God knows. God knows what we're going through. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of what? Grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. We need that grace. And that's where our strength is. And we can call upon it anytime. We don't have to go to a priest. We don't have to go to a pastor. We can go directly to God. Because our priest is Jesus Christ. Isn't that good? And that little girl that gets saved over in Nicaragua, she can go to the throne of grace and pray. That little girl, she has hope. And that's what we bring to the world. And so call upon the grace of God, and He will help you.